There's a very famous story about Rapam, Zecherno Livracha, that there was once somebody who davened in a minyan with him in Torah Vadas that was in the hospital. He wasn't well. And Rapam, being a Kohen, you know, we try to avoid going into hospitals. So instead of being Mavaka Chaylehim, Rapam sent him a small note. So it's very famous, the story, that when Rapam didn't think too much about the note, and then later the person was Nifter, Rapam went to be Menachem Oval, and the children took out the note. They had the note that Rapam sent. Rapam was very surprised. He wrote a little note. What are the kids doing with the note? They said, this note, their father kept it under his pillow, and he used to show all the people that came to visit. Look, I got a letter. I got a letter from a Rapam. I got a letter from a Rapam. That's the amazing story. What I didn't know about the story was that Rapam used to say over the story, and Rapam said that this story made a real change in his life. He said, what's the real change in my life? He said, I learned from this story that small little things that you do that take only a minute, and you don't think twice about what the unbelievable ramifications that you could cause tremendous chizuk to a person that he's showing that letter that took me a minute to write. I didn't even chap so much what I was doing. The tremendous ramifications of chizuk that this person was showing every person who came to visit this letter from Rapam, how to value every small little bit of chizuk that you give a person. Those are the words of what Rapam said. And I'll tell you a story that I know personally. Somebody that's a close friend of mine, that he wrote a sefer. And his daughter got married. His daughter got married a few months ago. And one day there's a knock on the door from the chassan. Right? It was his future son-in-law. The chassan comes and knocks on the door and says that he got a return card in the mail from one of their relatives, that he made a photocopy of it because he thinks that his future shver would appreciate the return card. The return card was somebody who did not know the father of the Kal at all, my friend. He only knew that it was a relative of the chassan. But he wrote that when I got the invitation and I saw who the side of the Kal is, I realized that a while ago I learned a lot of parts of the sefer written by the future mechutin, who I don't know personally. I found it to be from the best svarim written on this mektsoya and Torah. And he writes, therefore, I'm so excited and happy that you're becoming relatives with such a chashuv person. See, he wrote a copy of this return card to my friend. My friend told me that he has this saved. He saved the copy of this return card. Because how does he know? This person lives in Muncie. My friend lives in Lakewood. He says he doesn't know that the person from Kailo and Muncie, they were learning his sefer. He got such a chizuk out of that return card that now to give him a push to be able to write another sefer, that he's going and he saved the copy of that return card. Who can imagine? The person that wrote this return card probably doesn't even know the story. Doesn't even know that the person got the card or that he's saving the card. The little chizuk that could come out of something small. And like we mentioned in the last share, whatever you would like someone to do to you, to do to somebody else, to give someone chizuk, is a mitzvah in the Torah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha of Gemilas Chasadim, like we explained in length in the last share. But over here, the Vard is, there's a famous Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says, somebody could give a dollar to tzedakah to one person. He can give the same dollar to another person, but it could be totally different, the amount of schar you get. Because whatever comes out of that dollar, you get that schar. If he's just hungry and he buys himself a Danish to eat with that dollar, so you get that's a tremendous schar. But if from that dollar, he's nicer to his wife, he's better shalom bayis, he's nicer to his kids, and his kids learn better in yeshiva because their father was nicer to them because he wasn't on an empty stomach. Or the husband himself is able to learn better with his night chavrusa. Whatever comes out, you get full schar in whatever comes out of it. So the Vilna Gaon said you should always try to look to do chesed. Whatever is going to come out of it, whatever is going to come out of what you did, you're going to get complete schar of whatever came out of from what you did. And like Rapam is saying, it made a change in his life when he realized from a little note how much chizuk he gave a person. And like you see from this story with the sefer, a person should never, never minimize what could come out from a phone call. Whether it's a phone call to a mother, a phone call to a father, to a grandmother, to an elderly, lonely lady. The that's an elderly almana that has nobody to call and wish her a good Shabbos, whether it's some friend who doesn't have a job and thinks no one's thinking of him. And I'll end with one last thing, a story I know personally. My daughter, who's recently married, told me that she called to read a shidduch to a friend of hers that's not married. And the friend said, nothing ended up coming from the shidduch, but she just said, I was just so depressed that no one's thinking of me. So whether the shidduch is going to be something or not, she said. But the fact that someone picked up a phone to show they're thinking of me gives me tremendous chizuk. So we should never minimize the small amount of chizuk, what we could do. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa of gemilas chasadim.